welcome to the only podcast on the internet. This is the Dad Podcast. I'm Cameron Weaver.
And this is your boy, Chad Hoy. Thank you for joining us, everyone. So this week we've got a lot to talk about. Not really. I have not shit to talk about. But I just figured it'd be a good introduction to say that we do have a lot to talk about.
So. A solid amount.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We have a solid amount to talk about this week.
Excuse me.
Numero uno.
Hey, everybody. I would just like to publicly apologize for my drunken stupor last week and for upsetting Chad almost to the point where he quit the podcast entirely.
I was never going to quit entirely. I was very ready to quit that day.
You did, actually. Towards the end.
I did. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did do that.
I think it's also worth pointing out that Chad and I are both wearing black tank tops at the time of this recording.
Yeah. Neither of us said anything. We just are. Because
we don't typically coordinate our outfits.
Yeah. I think it's like a fat man. We're just both hot. It's hot outside.
It's hot as
balls. I walked up. I haven't been in my room all day today because I'm hungover, and I didn't want to. I wanted to not be in my room because it's hot. There we go. And so I have been downstairs, and then I walked up here, and it's 95 degrees in my room.
Oh, just 3 degrees short of a Nick Lachey band.
Yeah, and it's 87 outside, so...
87 up there?
Yeah.
I'm about to blow your mind, baby. It is, oh, never mind, it's only 87 here. Damn it.
You think it was going to be, like, way hotter? Or?
Yeah, because it feels way hotter, man. It's so hot in Nashville. Well,
Tennessee's humid, too.
It is, man. It's so damn humid.
Can't wait for that dry Texas heat, baby. Not really. I looked at the temperature in Austin this week because I was like, I'm moving. Wow, this is real.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder what the weather's like. Like, everyone says, you know, Austin, Texas, everyone's like, it's hot as fuck. Have fun. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, probably like hits, you know, mid-90s here and there. It was 100 degrees.
Nope.
In Austin Thursday. Yeah. And I texted my friend Eric, who I'm going to be living with, and I was like, hey, what the fuck? No one told me this. No one told me this was a thing. No one told me it was 100 degrees there.
Oh, no, Chad.
And I was looking.
Live?
I don't inside or near water, I think, at all times.
Yeah.
I'll get some good tan, though. I'm going to wear a lot of sunscreen. But
hashtag some good tan.
Oh, I feel so bad today. I feel terrible.
I'm so sorry about your life.
I am groggy.
Groggy's my favorite of the seven dwarves.
Yeah, it's the thing is, like, it's not even... Like, I feel okay. But... I can't think about anything for longer. I can't form sentences.
Well, how was your week, Chad?
Oh my, I can't even remember.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay,
good
babies.
Lord.
Recently, very recently, this weekend actually, my mom and my stepdad came down, and we've been doing some renovations on the house. And basically, I moved into my new room in the back of the house. So that's really exciting. But I'm also super tired from getting all of that. Moving is hard. And moving from one room to the other room, you wouldn't think would be that difficult. But it really was. And you find out how much crap you actually have. And I threw away a lot of it. Like, we rented a dumpster, and I threw away so much, and that felt really good. But now I'm tired. I just got back from the pharmacy burger. Had the best burger in Nashville.
Ooh.
And now I'm drinking a beer because I'm tired and I'm over it and it's really hot. But that's exciting. Hold on. Mika is literally losing her mind because she keeps rolling her ball under my chair. Give me a second. Chad in her
I know. Team. She's... All right. Yeah. So, you know when... You know, you go to the corner store and then you say to them, hey, well, how about why don't we go to there then? But then, and then they said, what did you do with that to there, with the grandparents? And you're sit, and then you say to them, hey, but how about why don't we, do you want to go to there with them? And then they say, who better, how about, who did, and then you got to get to the water store market to get to the fires, and then you got to look for the green yellows, and you tell them I can't find the green yellows, and then they say, but hey, but how about why don't you go down into them, and you say, but grandma, I'm tired of doing that, grandma, and then but then you go into them to see to there, you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. Tell her to cut her toenails.
Yeah. Oh, now she decides to lay down on the bat after I get her damn ball for her.
Oh.
There she goes.
Guess not.
Okay. So sorry for the clippity-cloppity. I'll figure that out in future episodes, but for right now, you're going to have to deal with it. Chad, I went on a date this week.
Ooh.
Did you?
No.
Well, how was the rest of your week? Are you ready yet?
Yeah, I could talk about my week.
We should talk about it, because there are big, exciting changes happening in your life, baby.
Yeah, that's true. I thought I talked about this last week, but...
You probably we'll cover did.
Because some people who listen still don't know... Or were like, you're moving to Austin, Jack? Yeah, but yeah, this week I did some things here and there. Went to work a lot. It was a long week. Can you hear me, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because your video is like really choppy, so.
Yeah, so I'm actually just gonna turn my video off.
No, I want to see. Okay. Yeah, so, so it was a long week. On Tuesday, I was working in Carmel, which is like rich white people haven of Indianapolis. And I actually tweeted about this, but I thought it was really funny. I was sitting next to this dude, this big mustachioed man, just the biggest mustache I'd ever seen on a human being. It was ridiculous. It was like a fucking cartoon character. I thought it was Doug Dimmadome. And yeah, that sounded like Hank Hill.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Damn it, Bobby. Yeah.
Damn it, Doug Dimmadome, one of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
Damn it, Doug Dimmadome, home of the Digdale
Dimmadome. Rudy.
I can't. Rudy. Yeah. So anyway, I'm working in Carmel on Tuesday. I'm at this place. It's called Dulio Tools. If anyone's ever in Indy, dog, it has the best tenderloin. They have the best tenderloin I've ever eaten. It's like, you know, tenderloin, they like flatten it out. They don't really do that there. It's like a meaty tenderloin, and it's huge.
Ooh,
and it is, oh, God, it's so good. But they had free, the first 95 people that got there on Tuesday, because they have like Tenderloin Tuesday every week. Their tenderloin was free with a side of fries and a drink. Damn. All of it free. So
that's
I got
insane.
It for yeah, I got it for free, baby. And I was like, just, it was incredible. It was a great Tuesday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then it was just, the rest of it was just a week. But this weekend, I had like going, like Saturday, yesterday, I had going away stuff
oh, man.
With family. Because I'm going to LA in like 10 days.
Right.
So I'll be gone like the weekend of the 29th, because that's when Eric and Elijah get married.
Married.
So, yeah, I'll be in L.A. during that time. I won't get back till the 2nd. I leave the 6th to move to Austin, Texas. So,
dang, man, that's so soon.
Yeah, you're fucking telling me, buddy. But there's literally like I think there's 3 weekends left before.
Wow.
But yeah, so I had to go to Waste Up with family. Friday night, I didn't really do anything. I hung out with a friend and then went and got a 6-pack of Bell's Too Hearted Ale.
Wow.
And drank that and played Rocket League with Jail John. That was good. And then I just went to bed, and Saturday I got up kind of early and went to Marion and hung out with my mom and my grandparents on my mom's side, and my brother.
Yeah.
And my sister wasn't there because she worked, but that's okay because she stopped by the house last week or something. But yeah, just a bunch of family. My little cousin and stuff just came to see me. And
it's weird, isn't it? When you know that you're going to leave.
Yeah, it's all right, well, I'll see you guys at Christmas, but it's just we're not in the same vicinity anymore, you know?
Right, so. And you're further from them than I am, you know? You're moving really far away. My mom and stepdad were here this weekend, and that's not bad. It's not unreasonable to do that.
Yeah, your family visits you, honestly, often.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, your dad and your mom and stepdad. And so it's
For
me, I don't know if that'll really happen. It's a 20-hour drive. No one's going to just make that.
Right. It's a haul.
And no one's going to fly. Yeah. I mean, they will. I'm sure we can plan, coordinate something. But it was weird. And then I, got dinner with my dad and my sister on my dad's side in Kokomo at a place called Cook McDougal's. And I had some really good Celtic fish and chips.
Wow.
Which was salmon.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds incredible.
It was good. They, put it on coleslaw, and it was, some kind of, deli mustard that was, it was good. Yeah. Damn. But, so that was that. I mean, it was a good time. I hugged my dad, 3 times, because it was just felt weird,
Oh, man. You know.
And then on the way home, I listened to Transatlanticism and cried because...
Oh, Jesus!
Because I think I just needed to.
A little death cab for a cutie like you, Chad.
No, but I mean, I was like, God, it's really real, you know, in 3 weeks-ish.
Yeah,
mouth is peace. I mean, obviously I'll come back and visit, but it's just, never going to be the same. But everyone, supports... me just glossed over that.
Yeah,
but everyone supports me doing that, you know. It's not anyone in my family is
helps
everyone's
things.
They're I mean, you know, you're doing the right thing. It's right now is the right time to do it. You're 24.
Exactly.
You're not married. Yeah, so
don't have a girlfriend. Don't have a job.
I need to tell you.
Oh no, what's going on now?
I don't have a girlfriend,
but
so I've been still active on Tinder, even though I'm moving. Just cause it's passes the time, but I met a really cool girl on Tinder and
oh,
I'm like,
oh no,
shit. Yeah.
That makes me so sad. I'm a sucker for these kind of movies.
You won't like this one as much. PTG.
Oh no.
Likes me now.
Okay.
So there's that, I guess. She texted me for help with her car and I felt bad. And so we were talking, and I was like, yeah, I'm... she knew I was trying to move to Austin all summer, when we were talking. But I was like, yep, I'm moving August 7th. And then she was like, well, this is bad timing, because I want to be with you.
Oh, and I was my like, gosh.
I was like, I think you're just, you know,
you're sad
bored or yeah. You're bored or lonely or both. And then she was like, no, I don't think I am. And I was like, okay, well. So we talked about it in person, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what I did on Friday.
That's
but it
a
wasn't,
good idea.
It's not, I don't, I mean, it's, I don't really see, there's no point in doing anything. I was like, well, I wish you had come to this conclusion a long time ago before you broke my heart. But that's not really logical to, and I don't really want to anymore either. I'm not really.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I think we have great chemistry, but there's nothing here for me now. Like, I'm leaving. So.
Yeah. Wow. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. So fuck me, right? Haha. Yeah. Chad makes a decision to move 2 weeks ago. PTG says, oh, I'm ready to not be P and just be MTG. And I was like, oh, great. Good. Very good.
Great.
This is good.
Awesome. Wow, man. So there's that.
Yeah, so life sucks. Yeah, and then, yeah, but it's fine.
But,
it's good.
But it's cool. Still,
yeah. Because, I'm still really excited to...
You should be, man. I don't want anything to take away from what you're about to do. That's so freaking cool, and I'm proud of you, and I'm happy for you, and it's so awesome that you're doing this.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
I want to, like, I'm leaving the 6th, but, like, you know, I don't have a job, so I kind of want to, you know, stop by some places like Nashville.
Nashville.
Before.
He looked right into the camera. Mine's off, but I saw that. It was real cute. Gave me chicken skin.
Just
you know, people
thought.
Call
anyway,
goosebumps chicken skin?
I've heard goose pimples.
Goose pimples, that's where I draw the line. And then chicken skin, that's disgusting.
It makes sense, though. Have you ever seen chicken skin?
Yeah. It's gross. I don't want to think
yeah, it
about
looks
chicken skin.
Like that. Oh, well.
Shut.
Sorry.
Shut. Google. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I just talked for like 10 minutes.
That's okay. That's what a podcast is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, just I don't want to hog it.
I think Jordan and I hogged the spotlight last week pretty much.
It's okay. So. But yes. So podcast listeners, I'm moving to Austin, Texas. Excuse me. In 3 weeks, August 7th. Excuse me again. I'm sorry. Very hungover, and I just drank a little bit of beer to feel better.
As you do.
Oh, yeah. And then after all my family stuff, I came home and Jail John and, like, his little brother and his little brother's friends were here. By little, I just mean, like, younger. You know, they're all of age and stuff. But
right.
They were drinking, and I said, well... Might as well get drunk with you guys. So we did exactly that. And so today I feel funny. So cheers.
Cheers, baby.
Yeah, it was good.
Well.
Yeah, what are you... Well, yeah, did you talk about it ever?
I think
how was your date?
Yeah, it's date for... time for a date with a dad bod.
God.
So... Guys, I'm in a good place right now. I went to see a show with Sophia. So here's how this went out. So, like, we got brunch, like, last weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's some shows coming up that I'm going to be at. It'd be cool if you could stop by. It'd be fun to hang out. And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So Jordan was here hanging out. And he ended up leaving on Thursday evening, like about 4 o'clock or something, and so I decided to buy a quick ticket to the show at the Exit Inn downtown where she was going to be at, because she interns at the Exit Inn. And I saw a group called Chicano Batman.
Oh, you've told... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was texting the podcast group about this because I was...
Yeah!
I got there early, so, like, doors opened at 8 and I didn't know what the plan was. Like, she doesn't text super well. I just knew that we were gonna meet there. And So she texted me about 6:30 and was like, hey, are you still coming tonight? And I'm like, yeah, I will be there because the doors open at 8 and the show started at 9. So about 7:30, I left and I got down there and I parked and I walked in and she texted me like almost as soon as I walked in. She's like, hey, I'm going to be a little late, but I'll be there. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. So there weren't a lot of people there at the beginning. So I'm just sitting there people watching as all these people come in. And it was a weird group of people, like just people I'm not used to seeing in my everyday life. And I'm just sitting there going, I look like a big, fat, white, sore thumb.
So what you're saying is you were like the only white person.
I was one of the only white people there. The other white people that were there were this, it was this group of three older gentlemen, maybe 60.
They were all juggalos?
They weren't juggalos.
I'm kidding.
They were all dressed as, like, the most hipster hipsters. And I think two of them were together, and I couldn't tell which two.
Wait. How? Yeah. How?
No, I don't know.
It wasn't the two that were, like, kissing?
Well, they all kind of kissed each other at separate points.
Weird.
Different. Yeah. Not weird, like we're not shaming. Just wasn't ready. So that took up a lot of my time. I was just trying to identify what that relationship was.
Huh.
And so the opener comes on at 9, and the opener was a band called Brain Story, I think.
And, ooh.
They were really good. Very similar to Chicano Batman, I would say, but like... I'll get to Chicano Batman, but... It was fun. So they're playing their last song and Sophia comes in. She's like, hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I got held up. I was at dinner with my boss and some fortune teller came up to me and like was trying to give me my fortune. I was like, what? I'm like, no, it's okay. It's totally fine. And I think she was a little drunky.
Nice.
At first. So like she was just real like giggly and stuff. And so we just started talking and then... during the sets, like one of her coworkers came up and I met her and then Chicano Batman comes on and I had no idea what to expect. She had never seen them either. I listened to the record, their new record once earlier last week and halfway through they switched to like three Spanish songs in a row, complete Spanish. And I'm like, oh, nice. Okay. But yeah. The music's really good. And I'm like, these guys vibe. This will be cool. But, oh my gosh. I don't think I've had... Okay, there are only a few other concerts I think I've had more fun at. This was, like, one of the best bands I've ever seen, Chad.
Really?
Yeah. They're...
Sam, I've never heard of
them. Dude, yeah, I'd never heard of them either. And this was their first time in Nashville, apparently. But they come out... The lead singer looks like Mexican Weird Al Yankovic. If you can imagine that.
Basically Weird Al Yankovic, honestly.
Basically, yeah. So, they're all in really nice, like, three-piece suits, and which I would have a heat stroke immediately.
Yeah.
But they start playing...
Immediately.
That was good. Really good. For being hungover, that was a really good joke.
Thank you. That's about all you're going to get today.
But, guys, seriously, like, I could tell you to listen to the record and you might not like it, and that's fine. But if you ever get a chance to see these guys live, I absolutely would. They were amazing. So, like, Sophia and I were both freaking out. We're like, we go down there and we're on the floor and, like, we're just grooving and dancing. It's just good music. And at one point, like, they're playing, like, an outro to a song, and they all, like, lay down on the floor, and, like, and they play real soft, and it gets all quiet. And she looks up at me, and she's like, I'm too short. What are they doing? And I was like, they're laying on the ground. And she goes, oh, thanks. And then, like, two songs later, they start into their Spanish songs. And so I lean down, because she's part Spanish.
What, literally, like, Spaniard?
Mexican.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm sorry, she speaks Spanish. She's part Mexican. Oh, okay. So I lean down, I go, I'm too white, what are they singing about?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good joke. What'd she say? Oh, did she answer? Like, I was like, did she translate? Yeah. That would be badass.
No, she literally did. First she laughed, because that was a killer joke.
Yeah, no, very good.
She was like, I'm too short, and I was like, I'm too white, what are they saying? It was like almost immediately. It was a good timing. It was a good time joke. You had to be there.
Good timing. I know nothing about that. Okay.
Go on. No kidding. Anyway, so she goes, she laughs, and then she tells me what the guy's singing about. Did you just put two fake guns in your mouth and pull the trigger?
Oh, yeah, I forgot my video was on.
Is that about your life or about this story?
No, about my life. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's not about the story. It's a good story. I'm not an asshole.
Okay, I know. I was just making sure. But yeah, so she translated the song for me, and I was like, wow, that was the coolest thing that's ever happened in the past, 3 months. And there was at one point this drunk guy. Chicano Batman was grooving, and this drunk guy, like, Sophia's to my left and a little in front of me, and, like, this is our fourth time hanging out, okay? Yeah. So this guy turns around, and I couldn't hear very well, but apparently asks Sophia to dance, and she's like, I don't really want to, and he's like, oh, come on. Then he looks at me and goes, is this your friend? I heard him say that. And then he hands me his beer and starts to, like, try to dance with Sophia. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
You should kick his ass.
Well, I didn't know. I was like, I don't want to be that guy who's, like, super protective or super jealous over nothing. And, like, yeah, you know, like, I didn't want to come off like that because I didn't know what was happening. But then Sophia, like, walked away, and I hand the guy back his beer. I'm like, sorry, bro. And then she, like, comes over to my right side, and, like, I put my arm around her, and she's like, sorry about that. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I had no idea what was happening. And she's like, that guy's just creepy as hell. And I was like, yeah, that was weird. I was like, he made me hold his beer. And she just laughed. She's like, I'm sorry. That was weird. And so apparently what she had said to him to get out of that was that she was on a date.
Oh, yeah.
So either that's a good line to get away from a creepy guy, or that confirms that we were on a date.
You know what you should do?
What?
Not wait for a creepy man to try and dance with your date and make sure that it's a date on your own.
I figured it was, but I have so much anxiety. I needed that to happen.
Cameron, I have anxiety. Listen, buddy, we both have anxiety, man.
I know, baby.
But okay. Actually, no. I mean, this could just be different. It's different. Maybe yours is more severe. I don't want to. I'm not trying to.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter. What I'm just saying is, sometimes you just gotta say something.
I know, but here's the thing.
But that's, you know, she did it for you.
Yes. Kinda. And here's the thing. I am confident now that what we have done is dating. We're not, like, official or anything.
Oh, yeah. But
at the end of the night, she was like, hey, I have to hand out pins just because I'm here. Like, my boss wants me to. She's like, but, I mean, you can stay out here and finish listening to them if you want. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I'll come with you. Thinking that, like, she was just going to go grab pins and I was going to leave. But then the coworker I met earlier, her friend, her coworker, whatever, gave me some pins and was like, all right, you got to hand all of these out. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And so we just waited outside. We handed out all the pins as the people left. And then, like, everyone cleared out. We were talking with their friends a little bit. And then she had to give her friends something from her car. And so the three of us were walking away. And then, like, so I didn't kiss her. I know. It would have felt weird. It felt weird at that time. So, but I hugged her, and she was getting ready to leave for Nicaragua the next morning. to visit family, I guess.
Wait, what?
Her, wow. One of her twin brothers is in Nicaragua on, like, missions trip or something. And her family was going out to visit, and she didn't think she was going to be able to go. But then she's like, I decided I'm going to go. Like, I get to go, and I'm getting on a plane at 4 a.m. And I was like, holy crap, your life is infinitely more exciting than mine. But so I hugged her, and she's like, I'm like, have a safe trip. Like, have fun in Nicaragua. And she's like, thanks. I'll see you when I get back. And I was like, yes, please. Like, totally did not play it cool. But I was like, yeah. And so that made me feel better, too. And I just, my problem is I just lack some confidence after some circumstances with past relationships that really kind of messed me up. But I feel really good about everything now. And I had so much fun with her at that show. Yeah. And man, it was just so good. Guys, it was just good. It was fun.
Man, so that's where I'm at. Yeah, no, that's... I don't know, that's good, I think. Yeah, that's... Sorry, I am...
It's okay, baby.
It's good, yeah.
Is it good, you think?
It's good. I'm so groggy. It's ridiculous. I heard everything you said, but now the only thing I can say... is that sounds like it was good. It's a good thing you got going. So
I hope so, man.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. It's fun. It's fun. I like her, and that's scary. Yeah. But you know, so is life.
Life is terrifying.
Life is so freaking horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, yep.
So let's get out of this heavy talk and wait. Move on. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, since we're in Date with the Dad Bod, yeah. I said I didn't have a date.
But you lied.
I didn't lie.
Oh.
So you remember the girl who canceled because her dog ate all her stuff?
Yeah. Or whatever?
So we were going to hang out Tuesday, and I texted her on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And I think my number was blocked. Oh. So.
So she was lying.
Yeah, so that's a hard ghost.
Wow. I hope her dog gets diarrhea. Doesn't die, but yeah. Shits all over her bed and her carpet and her face.
No dog deserves to die, but no they do deserve to diarrhea.
That's true.
So, yeah. But,
Sorry,
dog. Yeah, so that was, I was like, huh, but I was kind of relieved because,
yeah,
I didn't really want
to go well.
I didn't really want to go on Tuesday. Anyway, I don't know what it was, but I was never really feeling it with her. I was just gonna go on a date to go on a date, but yeah,
fuck her.
And so instead, I went and got drunk because John's birthday was on Wednesday, so we did a preemptive birthday
thing. Happy birthday, John.
Yeah, so that was a fun Tuesday. Yeah, so there's that. But I do have a date on Wednesday with that cool Tinder girl. Bridget.
Bridget.
Yeah, she's really, bridge. Really cool. That's awesome. It was weird. And, like, you know when you can just tell, like, someone's humor is, like the same as yours?
Yes.
With her, that was, like, how it was. Like, the first...
That's so attractive.
One of her pictures was, like, her photoshopped with George W., and I was like,
oh.
I also have a picture of me photoshopped with George W., so. Oh,
my gosh. Is she going to move to Texas with you? Because I ship
Rob
it.
Not. Come on, I already got ladies in Texas, dude. I got some Tinder ladies in Texas. Been waiting for me to get there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, if nothing else... There we go. All right. Let's move on to Panda Borno.
Ooh,
huh?
Baby, let's do it.
Yeah, sounds right. Wow, we are 40 minutes in.
Yeah. Well, 34 after I added a little bit.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right.
All right, y'all for everyone. Sorry, I've never said y'all that southernish. Jeez. Oh, I've been in Tennessee for 2.5 years.
Has it been that long?
Almost. I guess wow. 2.5 in October, yeah.
Excuse me. That's crazy long.
For those of you who don't know, this is the part of the show where we play a game called Bander Porno, where I have a list of 15 real porno titles and real band titles, and I'm going to read them off, and Chad has to decide which one's which, and it's a lot of fun. And this today's episode is sponsored by... what am I drinking? Goose IPA.
If I had been doing the intro there, this episode would have been sponsored by... what am I drinking? Pabst Blue Ribbon. So there's that.
The drink of champions.
That's Miller High Life.
Oh, that's true.
Get it right.
All right, baby boy, are you ready to do this?
Jace, I am.
I'm actually a lot more proud of this list than I have been in recent weeks, so here we go. There we go. And
wow.
Entry number one. Excuse me, that's not the entry.
Band.
Band in 31 flavors.
Huh? Read that again.
Band in 31 flavors.
Band?
That is a band.
Okay, that's weird. Alright.
Alright. Big Trouble in Little Vagina.
Porno, absolutely.
That is a porno.
Oh, man.
Quick spoiler alert for all of you listening home and maybe listening around younger friends or family. I'm about to say the C word.
Chad?
Close.
Oh, close is the word?
Yeah, close.
Oh, okay.
Maniac sumo cunt.
Band.
That's a band.
Nice.
Yeah, baby. Man size habit.
Man size habit?
Man size habit. Not man sized, but man size habit.
Band. I don't know.
It's a band.
All right.
That's good. Fuck the Canuck.
Porno?
That's a porno.
Oh, wow.
I'm all assuming right. Canadian porno.
Yeah, hopefully. The best kind.
Meat puppets.
Band.
That's a band. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting. Also,
here's one from across the pond. Arse Destroyer.
Porno.
Nah, that one's a band.
That's a band. Yeah, damn
that,
it.
That one towed the line a little bit. Here's one for you, Chad. One fell into the poo-poo's nest.
Please be a porno.
As a porno.
Okay, good.
Oh my ass God. Nipple.
Band.
That's a band.
Nice.
All right. The rest of this list is pretty hard. No pun intended.
Oh, a little bit, though.
Mr. Holland's anus.
Band.
That's a band. Nice. I was trying to throw you off. Because of Mr. Holland's opus.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know that, so I was totally guessing. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, where's my dildo?
Porno.
That is a porno.
Okay.
Starring Ashton Kutcher, I barely know her.
Nice.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton... Aston Kutcher.
Aston Kutcher. That's good.
That was an accident. An accident.
Accident. Brazier to Eternity.
Porno.
That's a porno. Chad, you've nice. Only missed one so far, and there are three left. You feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
All right, baby.
I think I am.
My Gay Husband.
Porno?
Nah, that one's a band.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
one's it's one of those tricky boys. The biggest freak in New Jersey.
Band.
That is a band. All right, last one, Chad. New Wave Hookers.
Band.
That's a band. You got 13 out of 15, my dude.
Not my worst.
Definitely not your worst.
Actually, one of my best.
One of your best. I'm proud of you, man. I think 13 is your highest. You've gotten it one other time.
Well, someday I'll win. Someday I'll beat this, and then we'll never have to do it again. Even though it's
and then
our
we'll
best.
Just have to end the podcast because it's one of our only consistent segments.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
It's... Oh, man. Speaking of consistent segments, Chad, I think it's time we move on to hate mail because, oh, boy, oh, man, we got a lot of it. You all are just very eager to roast our asses.
All right. Oh, we missed this one last week, correct? So I'll,
yes,
I'll read this.
All right, go ahead.
And we can just kind of go in order, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Hate mail. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Psych.
Hello.
And this is from Incognito Gal Pal Mal.
Which is probably a good
email,
idea.
Yeah, whose email address, though, is volleygirl8@aim.com, which is really funny.
She's just give out her email address?
No one's going to email her. I think she said to read it. Okay. Anyway. Hi. This is the body. Hi, Tilda. Burpee BB Boys. Tilda.
That's us.
Parentheses. Cham Heaver. First of all, I just remembered my middle school email account exists, and I can't think of a better way to demonstrate exactly who I am inside than sending a hate mail from my truest alias, VolleyGirl8. Yes. Yes, volleyball was my identity. Yes, I played year-round for like 5 years.
Damn.
Yes, I was really pretty bad at it because my feet are big and I fall down a lot.
That's how I feel about just life in general. Bad at it.
Listen, I haven't slept well since I sent that last hate mail because it was so scathing and I need to hold up for just like a sex. Parentheses, I meant to say sec, but depending on who you're with, one sec could equal one sex, so I'm going to leave it.
Oh, wow.
Huh. So I need to atone for my sins and say some nice things that are legitimately sincere. Why? This hate mail. All right, she says... Chad, you are a sweet BB boy. When we were both in college, it always brightened my day to see you because I knew I would receive a nice BB boy Chad hug and a decent conversation filled with witty puns or interesting takes on world views. You are educated and intelligent, and I thoroughly enjoy listening to you talk about things. You also treat people well and are a genuinely fun guy to be around. Like, if I had the choice to stay in and read Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows or go out and have a beer with you, I would choose having a beer with you, even though I am an extreme introvert and hate going out, and HP Book 7 is my comfort book that makes me feel safe.
That's a sad one, isn't it?
That was quite the run-on sentence. I don't know. It's just like a pretty big deal. You are also a really great musician, and you have the voice of an angel. I wish you would call me and see me to sleep every single night because I think I would have sweet BB girl dreams. I like talking to you, and overall would rate you as a 7/10 human. I'll take it. We also burped in sync as I was listening to the latest podcast, and I don't know what that means for us, but I'd like to think it means human connection and its purest form. I love you, Chatty.
That means an angel lost their wings.
When you burp at the same time. Cam, I don't even need to say nice things to you because I always say nice things to you. And you know I've loved you from the first time I heard you play Linger in the middle of Chad telling a story.
I love you
too,
man.
Oh, and this is to Miranda, who's never been on the podcast. Miranda, BB girl, listen to me. You are a beautiful, pure land mermaid growing a mini land mermaid inside of you. That is goddess status. You have achieved sainthood for both putting up with Cameron and also growing a human. We've never met, but I just know for a fact that you are a 10/10 human, and I want you to know I love you. Like, I would jump in front of a zooming fast bus to save you. Also, hiding the cards in all of Cam's things was an epic prank, and I didn't think I would love you more, but after that, it happened. Well done, my love.
I found
back
so many of those this week moving from
still?
My room. Yeah, oh, no, I think I found the whole deck finally.
Back to Chad. You told us to never write long hate mails, but I feel like if it's nice, then this can be the exception. Love you, fart chewers, forever and ever and ever. Forever yours, Tilda, faithfully, Tilda, comma, Gal Pal Mal.
I hope that was a Journey reference. Three. That was great. Less than three. Fart chewers, why did that tickle me so much?
I wish I knew.
That was so funny. All right, thank you so much, Mal, for the lovely not hate mail. We love you so much.
That was so kind.
That was really kind. I think I have diabetes now from how sweet that was.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you. This next one comes to us from our baby boy, Owen Geotag.
Geotagin.
Owen Clegane. Owen Game of Thrones at Wax On, Wax Lyrical. Love those guys. So Owen writes to us. First of all, Jordan, always a pleasure, sir. Cam girl, stop being a monster and have some gosh darn ding dong self-respect for your three listeners. Fuckboy Chad Hoy, this EP you say you've made, which hasn't been released and now you're skipping the state. That's not a sentence, is it? Let me read that again. Fuckboy Chad Hoy, comma, this EP you say you've made, which hasn't been released, and now you're skipping the state, period. You huckster, give the people their money back. Signed, Wowl, Owen and Ben.
I love that Owen calls me a huckster, because I'm going to be honest, I have no fucking clue what a huckster is.
No, me neither.
But it makes me think of, like, Huck Finn.
It reminds me of Huxtable.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Sorta.
Not really.
All right, this one is from our friend Luke Mad Dog Mathis. That's his nickname I gave him, because Mad Dog Mattis. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so Luke writes, what's it called? The headline?
The subject?
The subject line, Jesus Christ. I'm in a bad way. So Luke says in the subject line, "Hello, you nonce boys." If you don't know what a nonce is, look it up on Urban Dictionary. It's a British word. In the body, Luke says, "Hi, I want to say that as an avid listener to the DBP, what's that? Dad Bod Pod. Sure. I was completely pissed off at your last podcast. Who the fuck is this Jordan Kenyon guy? Spelled Kenyon like the runners. Well, wait. That was racist. What I meant to say is the Kenyon, spelled Kenyon like the people from Kenya. The nationality. There we go. Okay. Who the fuck is this Jordan Kenyon guy? And why the fuck do you keep bringing him on? Is he your lover, Cam? Because yes. That makes sense, you gay ass dick licker.
Wow.
Yeah, you both like the same shitty music. Oh my god, Luke.
Oh no, not this again.
That my unborn bitch sister would have loved too. Jesus!
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna not read these anymore. Maybe you gay boys should go ahead and cut your little baby boy dongs off, since the only use you'll have of them is having each other's bellends around each other's mouths. You pathetic, weak little men, go and die. I think that's Cam and Jordan. Back to you, Jordan. You ginger fucking little twat.
What? Oh my gosh!
God, what fucking purpose do you have on the podcast? ? To be the someone who just repeats the jokes just made by Cam and Chad and have a stupid ass annoying laugh as background noise. This is brutal.
This is so mean. This is our guest. You can attack our guest. This is a safe space for them. They didn't ask for this.
I want to slit his fucking throat so he couldn't laugh at his own damn jokes. His own damn lame jokes constantly. Or maybe it's because you are a fucking so fucking hideous that you can't get laid either, like these fools. Okay, that was a burn on us. Bring it back to us. Yeah. You honestly look like a fucking mix between Gimli's ball sack and a fucking girl who's glued pubes to her face.
Wow.
Chad and Cam would have better luck having Helen Keller back from the grave on the show, because she would at least give them some goddamn respect and shut her yap. Oh wow. God. So kiss my ass, you gooch troll.
Jordan flip barely off. Talked in the last episode.
Flip off OG. I know. You just ripped him. Jordan. The disrespect Jordan showed and you showed Cameron was downright abominable to Chad. Do you fucksticks understand Chad is the goddamn show? We listen to him for his content and his funny-ass life. Did I write this? Without him, Cam, you would be nothing but another fucker who tries too hard at trying to be a relevant musician. Oh, that was me. So go ahead and suck my beautiful nuts, you gay ass raper. Okay. Wow. God, bleep some of this. And don't you ever disrespect or annoy Chad again, or I will come up there and fuck you, and not in a gay way. I mean, yeah, you'll come for my man meat, but you better not enjoy it. Chad, I'm so fucking stoked you're finally making the move down to Tejas. I've had a hard-on ever since I heard the news. I love you, baby, and can't wait to fuck. Anyways, you boys keep doing what you're doing. Y'all are tacky, and I hate you. Much love, your fearless listener, Mad Dog Mathis. And it's very clear that Luke is, in fact, fearless.
Also, the stuff he said to you isn't in a gay way? Or is it?
Oh, definitely in a gay way.
Oh, okay.
Which is that's fine. It's fine.
Oh, my. Next time you attack my buddy Jordan Kenyon, Mad Dog, I'm gonna put you in a kennel, and I'm going to I hope you get kennel cough. I'm going to give you shots that you don't need.
You're going to get parvo, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Come at my friends.
Jordan, we love you.
Kennel cough. Jordan, I love you. I'm sorry that that was harsh.
That was scathing.
But you know what? After last week, I think you deserved it. I do. So that's just...
Oh, boy. All right.
You both deserved it. Okay, what? Yeah. I said you both deserved it. All right, go ahead.
I deserved it more than anybody.
Yeah, and Jordan got ripped. I'm so sorry. Okay.
This next one comes to our buddy, Bo. Thanks for writing in again, Bo. The subject line is, Chad, you might actually appreciate this hate mail.
Oh, baby.
And the body reads, hello, dad podcast babies. I completely screwed that up. Let me try that again. The body reads, hello, Dad Podcast babies. I recently noticed a strong similarity between the Dad Podcast and the successful and wildly popular sitcom Seinfeld. What is the similarity, you ask? Both revolve around the subject of nothing.
Yes.
As in, no content. Nothing special. However, that is where the comparisons end, and the stark contrast between the two is that the subject of nothing actually works for Seinfeld. You are just trying very hard to make it work for you, and let's be honest, with your guys' talent, nothing and no one will ever work for you.
Oh, that's good. That's
great. You will forever stay at the bottom of the metaphorical ladder of success. But that's okay, because what is it worth being a winner in this world if there are no losers? That's a bright side.
Yeah.
Thank you for your sacrifice to society and accepting the loser role for the rest of us. Every time I listen to your show, I'm not sure whether or not to feel good or bad about myself. For instance, listening to your pathetic lives makes me feel much happier about mine. But at the same time, if I'm listening to both of you for approximately an hour each week in a podcast that is about as good as Chad playing one-on-one basketball against LeBron James, what am I really doing with my life?
Therefore, I would like to defend myself after this is over.
Okay. Therefore, after each show, I'm confused about whether my life is in fact better or actually worse than yours. Because while you perform the podcast, I just listen to it. Anyways, I will continue to listen while I sort out my feelings, hoping this confusion clears out rather soon. What do you want to say to that LeBron James comment, Chad?
I'm actually not too bad at basketball, and I think that assuming I'm bad at it just because I'm fat is mean. So that's all.
I think anyone against LeBron James would be pretty bad.
That's fair, but why didn't he say you then? You know what I mean?
Because this isn't about me.
All right. Well, it is. But yeah, we don't have to get into it.
The body continues.
I have post moves. All right.
Post Malone.
He's good, actually.
Surprisingly. Yeah, I agree. But Bo goes on to say, by the way, thank you, Chad, for finally finishing your EP. It's about
You're welcome!
I loved that. It's about gosh darn ding dong time. Proud of you. Also, stop urinating out your window like the uncultured swine that you are. No longer proud. Did you just yell nope?
Yep, I did.
Cameron,
that's my new thing.
That's funny. I like a good nope.
Okay, go on.
Cameron, congratulations on realizing that your career is not going anywhere with Chad as your sidekick and joining another podcast. I understand continuing the show out of sympathy for Chad and admire your sacrifice of talking to Chad for an hour each week just so he feels like he has a friend. Love you both. Fair. A long time, Bo. Thank you, Bo.
Thanks, Bo. That was both maybe encouraging, but also really down-putting, so thank you.
That's good hate, man. That's a sign of good hate.
Yeah. Excuse me. All right. This is from our boy, Big Daddy J over at Rogue Riff.
Big Daddy J!
Oh, God, I love him so much. I just want to put my mouth on his mouth.
Oh, I want to put my mouth on his nipples.
Jesus.
I want to breathe hot air onto his areolas.
So Big Daddy J from Rogue Rippers is actually like a full-time lifeguard in Florida, and he is hot.
He's so hot.
He's so hot. It's gosh, unreal.
Dang.
Dude has... He could be on Baywatch, and so I...
B-A-E watch. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so this email's from him. Sorry, we just put you on blast, Jack. Yeah, but he says... the subject line reads, "No opportunity to hate." The body reads, "Stop being so funny. Comedy is our bit. You assholes find your own bit. You're making us look less funny by comparison. Also, what the fuck? When I wrote an email saying that talking about beer is lame, you guys got all bummed out, but someone tells Chad to find a knife long enough to stab himself so you can die, and you guys think it's hilarious? Fuck you both. Jordan Kenyon, none of this is directed at you because you're an angel, and I just want to cuddle with you and hold you. You really brought some class to the episode." Big Daddy J.
Big Daddy J.
I love... Okay. One, I love that Jack has embraced Big Daddy J. Number two...
Yes.
Jordan deserves a little bit of hate. Number three... we didn't really know you that well when you said that, Jack, so... now looking back, it's a lot funnier, but I was actually like, oh, this is like actually like telling us that we're bad at doing this, which we know we are, but we don't want to hear it. You know, you don't tell your kid that, like, you know, they're a bad singer when they're six. Now when they're like 16 and they're still trying to sing, you could say, hey, maybe just try something else,
Cameron.
You know? But no, you're way too far along for anyone to tell you that you're bad now. It's too late.
If they tell me now, I'll just cry a lot.
Yeah, now we're just waiting for you to figure it out on your own. I'm just kidding. You're so good.
I love you.
Literally earlier this week, I texted Cameron and I said, hey, just so you know, your album still gives me goosebumps, you fucking talented, beautiful king of my heart.
That really warmed my heart. That was so sweet of you to say.
Yeah, and it's true, though. I listened to that title track. Not title track. The opening track.
Yeah.
Like, just gives me life, man.
Well, thanks, baby.
Oh, your voice. You said, oh, you angel. I'm going to come. I'm coming right now.
Oh, my. Just let it finish
up. Can't hold it back. Okay.
There's nothing holding me back. We're sued.
No, I think we definitely are sued for Linger.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Way before that.
If the Cranberries ever listen, or anyone associated with the Cranberries legally ever listen to this podcast, that's, I'm good.
Yeah. I'll be like, wow. That's actually kind of cool. We got sued for that. I didn't think anyone listened, so.
Yeah, thank we had you. To sign a cease and desist from the Cranberries.
It had their signatures on it. I actually made a photocopy.
It's very aggressive from a group of women called the Cranberries.
Yeah, you would expect that from like a group of women called like
Metallica.
Huh? No, I was gonna say from a group of women called like the Mulberries
or the Crabberries.
Yeah, or like some kind of really bitter berry. I'm not really a berry expert.
I don't know shit about no berries.
Yeah, I know about berries and cream, though.
Berries and cream.
Yeah, that was, this joke's bad. Okay, yeah, so what I was, just one more little piece of news before we probably get ready to close out.
Go ahead for it.
The EP is really done. It's done. I have mastered tracks back.
I've seen the artwork.
All I gotta, my friend Corey finished the front album artwork. And I think that's all I need so that I can like start putting it up on stuff to distribute. So now that I have that, I'm going to get up on my friend Logan's hooking me up with free distribution through CD Baby.
Nice.
And that covers like physical and everything. So yeah, I was really worried about like sending stuff out to people, but I don't think it'll be that big of a problem. So it's actually going to be pretty cool. But yeah, so it's done. Now I just need to get it distributed and set up like the actual date. It'll probably be, I think new music usually releases on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do like, you know, the Tuesday after the 24th, I think.
That's what I'm thinking. Careful throwing a date out there into the world.
Yeah, you know, no, you're right. It could always be, it could always be past that. I don't know how long it takes, but that's, if possible, I'm going to try to have it up literally next Tuesday, but it might be the 31st. So we'll see, either one.
But either way, keep an eye out for it, guys. It's so good. I've listened to them. I'm excited to hear the fully mastered tracks. I love artwork, and I love Chad Hoy so much. Guys, like, oh, man, there's just so much emotion.
Thank you. That's what...
Yeah. That's good.
Actually, PTG said, like, you can tell I'm not bullshitting in a lot of the songs. So that's cool, is that, you know, you can kind of hear that I'm... You know,
yeah, I didn't just write. Super genuine,
Yeah. So, I'm excited for that. I'm already looking forward to doing more stuff. So,
yeah. It's addicting.
Getting it them is.
To sound the way that you wanted them to in your head is super cool.
Yeah. And these do. So, that's cool.
Well, that's a wrap on this episode, I think, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in once again to the Dad Podcast. Thanks for sending in hate mail. Like, man, that's my favorite part of every week, is to just, you know, I feel confident sometimes, and I love to get hate mail to bring me back down.
Yeah, we do not deserve to ever feel confident, because we're pieces of trash, so thank you guys.
Trash
boys. Yeah, trash boys. We're just soft little trash boys. That's us.
Dumpster dudes.
Yeah, so Cam, where can we find you on social media? And please actually answer this.
Okay.
Because the last couple weeks, you just go toward the mic, and then it's weird. And
I've had a lot of fun on Snapchat with all of you guys. You can find me there, at LavinousCam. That's LavinousCam. We have a good time over there. Also, you can find my music on Spotify and Apple Music and literally everywhere else by searching the band Staircase Wit. That's not the Neck Deep song.
That's what I was about to say.
But the band, and I'm working on getting it on Pandora. I don't know if it's going to happen, but that would be
tight.
But yeah, find me, Staircase Wit. The album's called Push and Pull. I would love it if you listen to it, and I hope you like it. Chad, where can they find you?
You can find me on all forms of social media, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, at Chad Hoy. That's C-H-A-D-H-O-Y. Snapchat and Twitter have the most fun. Instagram, I probably post once every month or two, so it's not super worth it to follow me, because I just don't take pictures of
he lives in the moment.
Yeah, I don't really take pictures a lot, and when I do, it's like a friend took a picture of me and I'm like, oh, this is a good picture, I'll put this on Instagram.
Yeah,
so not worth it. But Snapchat and Twitter have a lot of fun, and those are fun to use and interact with peeps on there. So C-H-A-D-H-O-Y on both of those. And
if you want to send us hate mail, you can get in on the episodes like we did today and like we do every week, because we love you guys and we want to give you the chance to tell us how you really feel about our soft, shitty bodies. You can email us at hoyweave@gmail.com. That's H-O-Y-W-E-A-V-E @gmail.com.
I actually, speaking of soft, shitty bodies, I looked, my friend sent me a video of me singing a solo in high school, and I was like, wow, I was way fatter. So that was actually kind of cool.
I love to see when that happens.
Yeah, to see that, like, you've lost weight and actually recognize it yourself. So that was cool. But like, yeah.
We're fat, but holy shit, guys, you should have seen us.
Yeah, you should have seen me. Freshman year of college, I almost weighed 400 pounds. And I'm down to 391, yeah. And I'm down to like 335, 340 right now, which is, you know, sounds really big, but I don't look it. If
no,
you were
you
to guess,
wear it well, baby. Gosh,
yeah, a lot
sexy.
Of people say, oh, stop.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. So that's cool. We're fat boys, but we're getting less fat every day. Well, not completely true. I had Taco Bell for lunch today because I don't want to cook.
I had a burger that had bacon, ham, a hamburger, and an egg on top of it today.
Oh, my God. That sounds like heaven.
It was.
So, also, yeah. Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for listening to us. We love doing this so much. We love all of you so much. Tune in
next
week. Yeah. Check out Cam's song, Staircase Wit, on Spotify and all them other places that you can find music. And then be on the lookout for mine, which will be out. Two-ish weeks, probably. So,
Chad, what,
yep.
What should the people do this week?
Oh, fuck. I almost forgot my sign-off. this week, everybody, I want you to go out to the ocean, swim to the middle.
The middle of the ocean?
Yeah. Swim to the middle of the ocean. And just be on the lookout for... This guy, he's got a hook for a hand. Can't think of his name right now. He hung out with Peter Pan a lot. Just try to hang out with him this week. He'll teach you a little bit about alligators, how they got all them teeth and no toothbrush. That's why they're so ornery, you know. So he's got a lot to teach you. So just go to the ocean and just swim until you find something cool. That's all I want you to do this week. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.